Blog Talk Radio.
The 2000 presidential election was a flashpoint event in American history that tested the integrity of our democratic system. On November 7th of that year, 100 million Americans voted for the 43rd president of the United States. But in an unexpected turn of events, the outcome hinged on the results in just one state, Florida. Florida became the battleground for the presidency of the United States, a battle fought between the Republican and Democratic parties in a struggle to capture the most powerful office in the world. The win was riveted by this political contest. Offensive media created a cloud of confusion as they scrambled to make sense of this event. Behind that cloud was a disturbing election marred by suspicious irregularities, electoral injustices, and sinister voter purges in a state governed by the winning candidate's brother. In an unprecedented decision by the Supreme Court, George W. Bush was declared the winner. But the matter was not settled in the minds of millions of Americans, who felt that the outcome was a grave injustice to our nation's political system. The documentary you're about to see is a chronicle of what happened in Florida and the chilling story of the undermining of democracy in America.
These imposters control me crazy. I can't even pronounce nothing. Pass that for Stacy. And I spent $400 on this. Just to be like, nigga, you ain't up on this. I can't even go to the grocery store without some shoes that's clean and a shirt with a team. It seems we live in the American dream. But the people high up got the lowest self-esteem. The prettiest people do the ugliest things. For the road to riches and diamond rings. We shine because they hate us. Right up our back got 40 acres. And for the paper look how low we are stooped. And when I'm in my Benz, I'm still a nigga in a coupe. I promise. She's so self-conscious. She has no idea what she's doing in college. That major that she majored in don't make no money. Told me she majored in TV. But she won't drop out of pants and look at her funny. Now, tell me that ain't ends the curve. The concept of school seems so to curve. Sophomore 3 years ain't kicked the career. She said, fuck it, I'll just stay down here and do hair because that's enough money to buy her a few pairs of new ads because her baby daddy don't really care. She's so precious with the peer pressure. Couldn't afford a car, so she named her daughter Alexis. She had hair so long that it looked like weave, and she cut it all off. Now she looked like Eve, and she be dealing with some issues that you can't believe. Single black females addicted to retail. I said, fuck the police, that's how I treat them. We bought our way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. We bought our way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. See, we buy a lot of clothes, but we don't really need them. Things we buy to cover up what's inside. We bought our way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. They made us hate ourselves and love their wealth. That's why shorty's hollering, where the ball is at? Because they made us hate ourselves and love their wealth. That's why shorty's hollering, where the ball is at? Drug dealer by Jordan, crack hit by crack. And the white man get paid off for all of that. They made us hate ourselves and love their wealth. That's drug dealer by Jordan, crack hit by crack. And the white man get paid off for all of that.
In the name of love, like Robert say, before you ask me to go get a job today, can I at least get a raise on the minimum wage? And I know the government can manage the aid, so I guess we just pay like the minimum say. Throw on some hot cars, the things we seen on the screen, the snack cars, the tickets, and put some lottery tickets just to Jesus. The keys are cheap for dreaming, and put some lottery tickets just to Jesus. And put some lottery tickets just to Jesus. My pants and put some cigarettes there. So now my little cousin smoking them cigarettes now. The job try to claim that he too niggerish now. It's because being black that ain't licorice now. I can't figure it out. I'm sicker than that.
good evening. Today, this segment is about artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence, man-made manipulation of the minds of machinery. And we're going to talk about things that you might not even know you're being manipulated about as it relates and how the manipulation is going on right before your very eyes. And some of the information I'm going to share with you all, again, fact check it. You know, it might be, you might be shocked about it, but, you know, fact check it. It is what it is. The first segment, you heard about the voting things going on, the manipulation of the voting machines and voting systems. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the subliminal messages. Now, according to the federal government, it's illegal to send subliminal messages through advertising and also with the media, but it happens anyway. For instance, one of the things that I spoke with someone earlier about was the fact that Denzel Washington was in this movie. I believe it was called The Manchurian Candidate or something of that nature. Well, if you look at that movie closely, okay, the Manchurian Candidate, when they get to the screenshot, 1 hour, 12 minutes, and 40 seconds, he's laying there as if he's dazed, and very lightly over his forehead, you'll see the number 666, right, etched over his forehead. That is a subliminal message. See, the brain is highly sensitive to elements of a picture. And, you know, what your eyes see and what your brain register, you have no idea. The unconscious perception, the sensitivity to it, and also certain words such as sex, blood, death, pain, these words automatically trigger in your mind as if same way your mind is triggered when your name is called. So we're going to talk about a number of these different things and a number of subliminal messages and where you can find these things going on and how you might not even know. You don't have control of what you're seeing and what's going on. And the manipulation is going on with people as well. So, you know, it's definitely serious. It's definitely something we're going to talk about. And I'm going to get right into it. Let's go back to the segment part as it related to the computer scrutiny. Okay, with the manipulation of the voting machines and different things of that nature. All over the country, people supposedly vote. You know, you think you're voting, you're supposed to have this democracy. And, you know, there was a Center for National Election Reform Commission. And in their final report, they stated this quote, there is no reason to trust insiders in the election industry any more than in other industries. And there's a man named Ronnie Duggar who did comprehensive studies and wrote some very, what some would call controversial articles, but it was facts, you know. Now, a lot of these computer systems, they're easily manipulated, you know. They have sources and local codes in them that the local public test, you know, they don't accurately read the code. And in the test codes, they don't have to share with the people. And in Kentucky, there was a judge and some clerks and everybody that were indicted federally for the manipulation of voter machines. They were teaching people how to manipulate these machines. And one of the machines was I believe the ESI machine, the ESS machine, and they control most of the voting machines around the country. And this machine very, very much can manipulate the voters. And actually, one of the states that uses right here in Wisconsin, the Diebold, they changed their name to Premier Election Solutions. They were audited before and found out their software failed to record ballot deletions, different things of that nature. So, you know, a lot of things, manipulation is going on. You know, even with the lottery machines, a lot of the times people understand that the balls are weighted down. You know, I mean, there's so much going on before your eyes that you believe that you are in control. you know. The machines that are sold in the election, let's not get this twisted. People don't think that your voter, there are people counting the vote. No, the machines are counting the vote. You know, they count the vote. And also, the people that program the machines, they can program the machines to manipulate it. I mean, it's going on widespread and is rarely checked. Rarely checked. You know, I'm going to read a quote that an expert said. There is no security in using a computer to count ballots. I don't believe that computers should be used to count ballots, to count votes. I believe that what you should use for counting votes is a system that any voter can appreciate, in which we can fully understand all steps of the process. There shouldn't be any magic involved because a computer system. Okay, you know, I'm going to stop reading that. Let's go to where you have computer hackers, where people can't find computer hackers. A lot of stuff that goes on in the computers is not traceable. You can have a person hack a whole election in an instant of a voter manipulation. You know, the Kentucky, when those votes were manipulated by that judge and the county clerks and those officials, it affected federal, state, and local elections for years. You know? And this is important because what you believe is a democracy is really an undercover dictatorship, you know, under the guise of democracy. And what's going on in this country, you know, is very, very serious because there's been a change in the guards. There's a lot of stuff going on around the world. And those that you put in office or that you think you're putting in office, you know, a lot of this stuff is suspect. You know, there was a situation in which this congressional person who lost the election could not believe how it was lost. And somebody ended up getting indicted. You know, it was a manipulation with the vote. But like you said, you can change from 10 votes to 10,000 votes, you know, a number of different things of that nature with the hacking of these machines. And this computer generated what we believe that you're doing. It's like a grapevine. It goes in one way, but it's coming out another. And you think it's going in correctly. You know, so that is a serious matter. But even deeper, I mean, just as serious, you know, are these subliminal messages that's being told to us, programmed to us. Now, the biggest mass manipulation of subliminal messages comes from the media. The media. There are scientists right now who are studying subliminal messaging and how it affects the people. You know, one of the things that a lot of people are not aware of, and you can fact check this, you think that certain things are just out here just to be out here, like Pepsi Cola. Now, and I'm serious. Pepsi is an Egyptian word that means Satan. Fact check it. Coke was an Egyptian word translated meant a man's genital. There are hidden messages on the Pepsi can. Spells out the word sex. Subliminal messages, of course, are hidden indicators. Words and images, they flash for a short period of time. You know, forms of things that deliberately are designed for social situations and body language, hidden symbols. And these hidden symbols, they indicate strong instinctual drive. And it's also a term of hypnosis in the world. That's why it's outlawed and illegal, because your subconscious can't fight back. You don't even know what's going on. Like I said, the brain is highly sensitive. When we watch television, it creates an altered state of consciousness, because the television screen is flickering. It flickers and flickers and flickers. And then the brain has a tendency to change the brain waves the frequency towards, the frequency of the, you know, the dominant external stimulus. So you're actually put in a state of daydreaming, you know. And like I said, television is the number one mind-controlling device around the world, in disguise as an entertainment medium. Your mind is being distracted or whatever you see on TV extremely fast, changing images, then the audio, and the signals, and the commands, and match with your subconscious. You become in a hypnotic mind control. That was the only reason television was created. It don't matter what channel you're watching. Even the Discovery or National Geographic programs the mind. There are producers, there are politicians, there are so-called high up people that will not allow televisions to be on in their homes. The average, you know, I said North America, so I say North American child spends about 11,000 hours in the classroom. But at the same time, they spend about 25,000 hours in front of the TV, taking in subliminal messages. This has an effect on the brain. It creates disorders. It even shapes their future in a number of ways. This is a scientific fact. Attention deficit disorder is high among the children that are in front of the television. Very low, very, very, very low in children who do not watch television. You know, having a child in front of the television too much can cause seizures. You have a cartoon called SpongeBob. Subliminally, they're doing cursing. There's also, I think, the Rugrats. It promotes sexuality, explicit scenes, different things of that nature. Subliminal messages. I'm going to read something to you all that Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of California, sent a subliminal message to the state assembly. Now, the way it was worded, because you all can't see the document, you know, the way it's worded, I'm going to break it down, you understand. It says, to the members of the California State Assembly. Okay. Then the first sentence says, I am returning Assembly Bill 1176 without my signature. Okay, you have some spaces. Remember, that first word was I. First letter, 2 I. The next says, 4, so that's F. For some time now, I have laminated the fact that major issues are overlooked while many, the next sentence is a U. Unnecessary bills come to me for consideration, water reform, prison reform, and health, next sentence is a C. Care are major issues my administration has brought to the table, but the legislation just, the next sentence is a K, kicks the can down the alley. Space. Capital letter Y. Yet another legislative year has come and gone without the major reforms California. Next sentence. O. Overwhelming deserves. In light of this and after careful consideration, I believe it is, next sentence, U. Unnecessary. Sign this measure at this time. Sincerely, Arnold Schwarzenegger. The wording, if you look how it's lined up, it says, to the members of the California State Assembly, I fuck you. Sincerely, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I am returning F for some time. Now, U, unnecessary bill. C, care for major issues. K, kicks the can down the alley. Y, yet another overwhelming is an O, unnecessary. So, subliminally, he sent them a message to say, I fuck you. What you going to do about it? Subliminal messages. You know, and he was a actor, you know, all about those subliminal messages. You can look at commercials, okay? There's commercials in which women are in a shower. And in the shower, you see a woman's body, but you don't notice the hand. The hand on her leg or her face is of a male figure. It is a strong male hand. Ice cubes. Ice cubes, if you look at certain things in an ice cube, it spells out the word sex. This is hypnotic. These things are done, you know, and mass media is the most powerful tool used by the ruling class to manipulate the masses. Remember that. It shapes and molds opinions and attitudes and defines what is normal and acceptable. You know, and that goes back to what I want to share with you all. You know, when I had ran for office, it was amazing that one person put out an article and everyone else put the same article all over the country. Even dumbass Rush Limbaugh. And that article has so many major mistakes and inaccuracies, and I just sat back like, wow. It's like one person pulls everybody's string. And so forth that is. Mass manipulation by the media. They're still doing studies, conducting studies, measuring the effects of mass media on the population in order to discover the best techniques to influence them. It's a necessary tool. It ensures the function of a large person, you know, elite group. And it's a necessary tool for dictatorship. You know, there's a man named Walter Lippmann, you know, and he talked about the media. It was a great beast. And it talked about how this elite group used the media as a way to control the people, saying that the people are unable to think for themselves. And the people need to be governed by this special invisible hand class. Their interests reach beyond locality. This class composed of experts, specialists, and bureaucrats. And they're called the elite. And we all know behind the elite, the government runs this. Government means mind control of the people. So, this group, they actually do studies. They believe it's their duty to control the media in order to control the mind. Manipulation of public opinion without physical coercion. The way things are written, the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the mind, you know, it's really, really powerful. Now, there is a quote by this man named Edward Bernays. He says, "Our invisible governors are in many cases unaware of the identity of their fellow members in their inner cabinet." So he's saying that even within this elite, they're not even aware of what's inside their own cabinet. You know, the media owns so many things and so many corporations and so many products and so many people, yes, people, that a viewpoint, you know, is impossible, an independent viewpoint if you look on the media screen. Like this Nicki Minaj, you know, she didn't just fall out the air. And you see her everywhere. You know, and she's used for manipulation of the people. You know, and you know it's not a coincidence that she pops up on talk shows that really wouldn't have her. You know, because who's pulling the strings and what they want the people to, the mind control beyond what you see in that image. You know, and believe me, record companies, they buy so many of their own albums. You know, recently Puffy Combs of Bad Boy Records. You know, he has so many people on his label that's gotten into trouble through financial hardships, and he never reached out to help these people. This one guy who recently, I think his name G. Depp, went into a precinct in New York and admitted killing someone over 17 to 20 years ago. And he talked about how this man was so high on drugs and how, you know, he had so struggling so much even while he was, you know, signed to this label. Where was the help? Where was the support? And he talked about, they said he was a cold rapper, though, you know. And a lot of cold rappers might be signed, but the only person making a profit is like Puffy and Jay-Z and all them other people. They can sign so many people. But that's the mass manipulation where you think that, oh, I'm going to get this label, you're just a pawn. And this guy talked about how he would have a cigarette for dinner, how I think breakfast was, or excuse me, a cigarette for breakfast, lunch was a Debbie snack, and sleep was dinner. You know, and, I mean, he really talked about some things, some in-depth things, the way he broke so much stuff down. I mean, the brother was cool, you know, I mean, as far as the music-wise, but he never really got himself out there based on the fact that, you know, that's the ownership, the media ownership, you know. And who owns the media? Okay, AOL, Time Warner, they own 64 magazines, 40 music labels, including Warner Brothers, Atlanta, Elektra, television network, like the WB, HBO, Cinemax, TNT, Cartoon Network, CNN. They own the rights to Madonna, Sean Paul. They own Weight Watchers, the Book of the Month Club, Hewlett Packard, Citgo Group, Ticketmaster, American Express. Well, their partnership with a lot of these as well. Their partner, a large partnership with some of these as well. You know, Viacom. Viacom owns CBS, MTV, MTV2, UPN, VH1. BET, Blockbuster Videos, Walt Disney, the Walt Disney Company. They own a hockey team, the Mighty Ducks, Touchstone Pictures, Miramax, 13 international broadcast channels from Australia to Brazil, ESPN. NFL.com, NASCAR.com. They own Miley Cyrus, the rights to her, the name. Selena Gomez, Jonas Brothers, Hannah Montana. That's a difference. You know, Sony, you know, Michael Jackson had an issue with Sony. They basically own Beyonce, Shakira, Alicia Keys, Christina Aguilera. They own 15% of U.S. music sales. Their labels include Columbia, Epic, you know, Jive, RCA Records. So when you have a merger of these media companies owning all these things and what you listen to and what you've seen, you know, it kind of endangers the human thought. Mass media produces its own rebels. Subliminal messages. They're defining what your thought process should be. And the American motion picture is the greatest unconscious carrier of propaganda in the world today. It is a large, if not the largest, distributor of ideas and opinions. It distributes your ideas and your opinions. It distributes to you your ideas and opinions. That's why on my page, at the bottom of my pages, you'll see on my blog, on my radio page, it says a quote from Einstein. Seldom does a person, you know, see for their own, with their own eyes, or think with their own heart. Propaganda is a hell of a thing. know, it reduces human beings to a state of hindrance. You can't even have a legitimate thought process. Your self-awareness is reduced, diluted. It's like becoming in a state of safe laziness, passive, you know, being passive, escaping something through this altered hypnosis, so to speak. And it has a lasting effect on the human psyche. It's a successful influence. And it's deliberate. It's a manipulation technique. Just like with the voting machine. The manipulation with the voting machines for you to think that you are participating in a free democracy. When in fact, these machines have private companies. There needs to be a stronger regulation of the laws. A lot of things that are input is not traceable. They automatically destroy somehow the vote of the person who voted. Where things can't be traced, inside hacking. You know, subliminal perception is really dangerous. It's mind control. It's a deliberate process. It's created by communications technicians. And they define what you receive and respond to without you being consciously aware of the instruction. Sex sells. It sells, literally, and you don't even see it in front of you. The word sex is subliminally put in ads, on commercials, in movies to manipulate the brain process. So is the word death, so is the word pain. A number of different things. See, there's a difference between scientific opinion and scientific evidence. It's not an opinion, it's evidence. With an opinion, there's always a high rate of error. You know, it's constrained to control and tester and what have you, what have you. The facts remain. It's a deliberate process that we must somehow bypass. We must turn off these electronical devices, especially with the children. There was an experiment conducted, they said, about 1957. Subliminal messages that was done in marketing research by a psychologist named James Vickery. It was during a movie called Picnic. And every 5 seconds, the words flash real fast, hungry, with a question mark, eat popcorn with a period, drink Coca-Cola. And after that, 57% of popcorn and Coke products, there was an increase in that, in those sales. And that was in a New Jersey theater when that experiment was done. Then he became nervous, came back and said, well, you know, he tried to retract different things. He was told. You know, he just said that he went through a lot. You know, he became nervous about letting the public know about the results. He You know, they say the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist. And that's the exact trick that subliminal messages does. Convincing you something doesn't exist when, you know, your mind automatically attempts to fight back, attempts to counter different things. You might not even understand your subconscious behavior. You know, and you're being controlled a lot. This is why the United States Supreme Court, in a certain ruling, I can't write the case offhand right now, but stated that subliminal messages do not receive First Amendment protection. Because you can't control the power, the effects of it. You know, also the word blood and fuck, you know, these words do the same thing as sex and death. They have a triggering effect, like your name. And these words are hidden in commercials. It's like, you know, they got this thing called the cocktail party effect, where you're in a crowded room, like a cocktail party, and subliminally, you can tune out everything you hear, you know, and listen to a conversation you're having with somebody else. Your subconscious, you know, you actually are drowning out everything, but not noticing what's going on around you. So it's like you're simultaneously ignoring the nearby person saying something, but at the same time you hear them. That's just the power of the mind, you know, being able to filter things out. The most common subliminal message is the word sex. You know, there was a commercial ad for a car. It was the Audi. Audi something. And the Audi, I'm trying to think of it offhand. The Audi, it had a license plate on it. And the license plate, it started with a letter I. You know, and then it went X, E, S, then L something. But backward, it spelled oral sex with an exclamation mark. Then there was a commercial with Phillips, what is his name? You know, the guy who won the swimming contest. Phelps, Michael Phelps. You know, I believe it's his name. Not sure. But he did a Subway commercial. And the smoke that was going up spelled the word sex. The correlation is that somehow these words manipulate your thought process. And they believe sex sells. If they put the word sex in there, you're sold. You know, alcohol bottles. There are sexual messages in there. The green bottles, you know. They have two bottles together. But if you turn them upside down, it looks like the shape of a woman and her backside. With a gap, sending sexual messages subliminally. Those Heineken bottles, upside down, is like a butt and two legs. Even the Skittles bag, you look at the Skittles candy, it has the red S, and then it says berry explosion. And what's really, you're not seeing the subliminal message that says sex, very sex, explosion. Xbox did the same thing. Street Fighter, you see the word sex, subliminal messages. Clash of the Titans. All of these things, you know, that Audi car, it sold a lot, you know. I think it was one of the fastest selling cars. They call that backward masking, applying words backwards, even in songs, you know. The Beatles, they had a song called Revolution Number 9. But backwards, it talks about one of the members being dead. A lot of rock music, backwards, it talks about suicide, encouraging suicide. You know, that car, I don't know if it was I think it was a Hyundai. Yeah, it was a Hyundai iX35. And backwards, it says sex with exclamation mark. They alter men's chest where, you know, you see a man with muscular, you know, the muscles look so chiseled, but they can alter it where, you know, the word sex is on his chest through a commercial. Your subconscious realizes. If you look at the Land O'Lakes butter, the Indian image of the woman Indian, her knees are in front of the word butt, and they try to make her knees look like a butt. You know, so I'm just saying subliminally, you don't know what's going on. Subconscious is being affected. You know, when you see them commercials in which a woman has on the man's pants and a man has a woman's pants, you don't even notice it. You know, certain way they're having people dress. You know, encouraging sex role reversal, manipulation of the mind. You know, it's a lot of stuff. You know, manipulation. People looking at menage a trois relationships through advertising, the way they manipulate the hand, the female hand, the male hand, you know, it's a mentality of what's going on. So, pretty deep. That's what I wanted to talk about. Let me go to my switchboard. I have two callers. But neither one of you all have your hands up. I'm going to open your mic if you want to talk. So, you know, the manipulation of what's going on in this country is going on for a reason. And the sex selling is done with intent to manipulate the mind. These cartoons are getting outrageous. And it's being done on purpose. You can see commercials in which, you know, they sell foot cream, and the way they position the feet is to make it look like an ass. You know, there was a daycare center advertisement, and it said kids exchange, but the way they put the sex in the middle of it, you know, promoting the sex. So I mean, people are, furniture stores. There was a commercial where this man, you know, sold sofas, and it says our prices are sofa king low, but it was sofa and king low, sofa king low. The word sofa and the word king. The sofa king, and his prices are sofa king low. So anything that can make you think about sex, even with the Parent magazine. The Parent magazine, you know that baby magazine? Well, there was a subscription where they had the lady, her head covered the A and the R, and a little boy was under the I. And what that spelled was penis. Is your child ready to? That's what the magazine said. Sex sales. The subliminal manipulation. McDonald's ass does it. Time magazine did it, where they had one of these Eastern dictators or what have you, and they subliminally wrote on his forehead the word sex and kill. There was a ketchup commercial in which the ketchup was photoshopped to look like a tongue on the hot dog. An umbrella was being sold to look like an enlarged penis. It's being done every day, and it's being done with intent to deceive the mind, to manipulate the masses, and you think you're in control. But it also produces a lot of sick people. It produces violence. It produces a number of different things. You know, and you don't, a lot of people don't even understand what's going on, especially those who are in front of the television, left and right. You're not even, you know, I mean, it's deep. And going again, back to these voting machines, I think it's very necessary that people, when you go to these voting places, that you ask who's behind this machine, what is the name of the company. I think you should demand to also have a paper printout. You know, again, this is my situation where, you know, I got so many calls where when the numbers came in, everybody's numbers came in but mine, an hour and 45 minutes later. And I was, when people were calling me, I said, just watch what they're doing. It's manipulation. And boom, these large numbers come popping up an hour and so later. But, you know, man, I tell you, some people are so dumb, they think everybody is stupid, and they think all eyes closed are asleep. You know, but, you know, some people are so comfortable. That's why they keep doing what they do, thinking nobody's watching. You know, but there's manipulation in the voting machines. Three things that should not be there: disclosure, conflict of interest, and potential for manipulation, and it's all there. They don't disclose it. A lot of the people that make the machines have a conflict of interest, and there's a potential for manipulation, and it does occur. You know, it's like democracy. You know, the word democracy is not anywhere in the Constitution. This is supposed to be a republic form of government, or free, but democracy is a theory. You know, and if you look deeper into it, you see it really doesn't exist. You know, those who own the machine, you don't see it. The voting companies, they're rarely, they have these, man, these like supernova rights over the people, and it shouldn't be. And we are in some trying times. And there's some things that's going to go down. And that's why people say some people are not elected, they're selected. And some people, you know, don't have the ability to think for themselves because the subliminal message has really gotten to their subconscious. And that's why the people should know that there are four branches of government, even though the Constitution names out three. It names out the judicial, the legislative, and the executive. But the fourth is the people. And it's up to the people to make sure the government is in check. It's your civic duty and responsibility. But we're sleeping. Like Tupac said, when you catch them sleeping, they don't see you creeping. These companies, they do the ballots, they do all that. And I mean, it's utterly ridiculous what's going on in front of you, in front of us. There is no excuse for it. And it's being done with a reason. There is a shifting of the guards, but it might not be who you think will be guarding. And your vote, more likely than not, probably didn't count. But let's go back to Vietnam. When the Vietnam War, of course, I wasn't even in existence yet, occurred, the people were highly upset. They didn't accept what happened. And the government had to yield to the people. That fourth branch of government. The government is here to serve you. Are you being served? Or are you being manipulated? No, we need to wake up. Because while you're sleeping, someone's creeping. And so, this concludes this evening's My Topic was, again, artificial intelligence. And artificial means something, of course, that in appearance and theory, you know, seems to exist. But to a degree, it's a facade. You know? Like, the CIA, Central Intelligence Agency. I always call it the Counterintelligence Agency because I think that this agency, you know, number one goal is to counter your intelligence and the intelligence of the people, you know, of the masses for a reason. You know, a lot of us are adults, but a lot of adults need to grow up. You know, I guess that's why I say a child will lead them. You know, I think it's deplorable that, you know, this is going on before our eyes. And we're leading our children into this society in which, you know, a lot of things are not being, a lot of people, a lot of officials are not being held accountable. And government accountability is necessary. And the reason why I play Kanye West, because that piece that he stated, you know, I don't agree with a lot of things Kanye West do. You know, sometimes I just, you know, I scratch my head. But he has a lot of intelligence, the way he puts things in perspective, and if you look at certain things, he don't even know why he's dressed in a certain way, and he just bought a $100 item just to say he had one, and, you know, he's confused. He's subliminally manipulated. Then he talks about the sister that's in college. I don't even know why she's majoring in this thing, but she can't drop out because she's trying to impress her parents, but she really want to do hair, you know. It's the messed up state of mind that a lot of people continue to be in. You know, you got to get it right. People go out here and vote and think that their vote is being counted by a person. The machine counts the vote, not the poll workers. A lot of these poll workers don't even know what's going on. They certifying an election saying it was correct, and they don't even know it. ESNS, that machine that was used to manipulate votes in Kentucky, is also a machine being used in Wisconsin and other places as well. In Milwaukee, we got one of the most corrupt cities of in the state of Wisconsin itself, of officials, you know. And as I go around speaking and talking with people, I reiterate that over and over because, you know, it can never ever be said enough. You to watch the technicians. You should ask for the names of those who service these machines and these software engineers and what kind of packages on there. Keep your paper trail because it's jumping off. And anytime you're wrong, you are entitled to a remedy. So says North America. They got this thing, I forgot what it's called, but it's like phantom voting, where more numbers come out than those who actually cast the ballot. That happened, I believe, in New Mexico. It's happening everywhere. Everywhere, you know. So, ask yourself, are you smarter than a fifth grader? The mind is a terrible thing to waste. Now, I really am going to conclude this show. Until next time.